Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. A few weeks back, I found the YouTube channel of Kit. In one of her vlogs, she is talking about why entering races is a good thing. And that will be the main subject of our talk today. But before we start, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, and welcome to the Happy Runner, Kit.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk to you.
So you obviously are a runner, also a YouTuber and a triathlete. But I'm sure people would love to hear from you who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm really an outdoor enthusiast, I think. I just love everything that takes you outdoors. I'm a copywriter for an outdoor company. I spend a lot of my time outdoors. My hobbies are all outdoor sports. I like reading about the outdoors. I like encouraging other people to be in the outdoors. And that's really what I do with my hobbies as a runner, as a triathlete, and as a very small time YouTuber so far. But my main aim is just to encourage other people to be outdoors.
And since this podcast is about running, tell us when and why you started and where the running journey has taken you so far.
Sure. So I actually only started running in autumn of 2018. And it was just a time in my life where I was just sort of working every day. It didn't really have much going on. I was living by myself. And my sister is a really, really keen runner. And all her runs and all her races really inspired me. So I just thought that I would try running. And for the first 3 or 4 months, I could run maybe 500 meters before I would have to walk. And so I would, you know, do like 3 or 4 kilometers, but really run walk. And I couldn't work out why I couldn't run constantly throughout that time. So it was about January, I think, the following year, when I was running along a river path. It was quite narrow, and there were two women up ahead of me, and they were running much slower than I was. And I couldn't run past them because I knew that I would have to stop very soon and do my walk section because I was already really out of breath. So I just decided to slow my pace down and run behind them. And that day I ran 5 kilometers without stopping for the first time. And I realized that running is not sprinting. So I finally actually realized what pace was when you run along. And my running completely took off from there. So I would run a couple of times a week and just started really falling in love with it. Just spending that extra bit of time outside by myself, just watching the birds, looking at the trees and just really reveling in it. And then as the couple of years sort of went past and we got into the COVID years as well, I started running a bit further, so 10, 15 kilometers. Again, like very at a very slow pace, just really enjoying it. And then during COVID, I discovered triathlon from a YouTube video of all things. And I thought, well, I like to run. I'm a cyclist as well, and I can swim, so I'll try triathlon. So as soon as those kinds of events opened up again after COVID, I immediately started doing different events. So I started doing triathlon, but I also did a fell race, which is a running race over pathless wild terrain up on the moors near where I live. I did a 10K race. I did some shorter races, and I just really got into different types of running. And then I moved to a more rural area and discovered trail running, And that, I would say, completely changed my running again because I stopped thinking about it as a time-based thing, like I should be able to run faster and faster and faster all the time. And instead, I started thinking of it as just this wonderful way to explore all these different forests and riversides and hills and, see what animals I could spot and just absolutely fell in love with trail running. So now I would say 90% of my running is trail running here.
And as I told in the intro, you encourage people to sign up for races and run them, no matter how fast they are. Why do you think this is good?
I love running races, not necessarily during the race always, but it's afterwards. And I'm sure plenty of people can relate to this, where when they've done something that is very difficult, whether it's exercise or something else, it's very difficult during, and sometimes it can be quite difficult beforehand as well with the anticipation of it. But afterwards, you have this amazing sense of exhilaration. And when I first started racing, that is what I really got from it. And then the more I did, the more I realized that races are absolutely for everybody. And it does not matter how fast you go. I've met people who won't enter races because they think that they're not good enough or they're not fast enough. But races aren't just for the people who will win the race, otherwise, there'd only have to be one person in a race. Most races, you will see every single type of runner there. So you'll see people who just hit the minimum age range for that race, might be 15, 16 years old. You might see 85-year-olds or 90-year-olds even. I've seen people who are very almost 90 years old in races before. You will see people of every shape, size, background, ability. And that gives you this just a brilliant insight into who runners are. And I think even if you've only just started running, if you enter a race, you're not running it to win it. You're running it to be part of that incredibly diverse community, be part of that mutual challenge as well. So when you're running a race, you're pushing yourself as fast as you can go, or certainly as hard as you can go. And that is relative for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're at the beginning, sorry, even the fastest person in that race is suffering the same amount as the slowest person because everyone is just giving it their all. And when you join in with that kind of event, then it becomes so clear that the running community is such a diverse one, and you get to sort of join in with this mutual challenge. And then you finish it knowing that you have sort of overcome this tremendous obstacle, this distance that you've had to run. And at the end of it, you have this enormous sense of satisfaction and self-confidence and self-respect because you've done something that's very, very difficult.
So, would you say that running races are less races and more events?
Absolutely. I to me, running a race is about the experience of being in the race. And it's about the experience of being with those people, the experience of being in my body as I'm pushing it as hard as possible. I do not mind where I come in the race at all. I could come first, last, perfectly in the middle. I am running against myself first and foremost from a time point of view. I want to run the best event I can, but really, when you're passing marshals and you chat to your fellow runners, or you ask people if they want to get by you, or in the last kilometer, you might call to the people who are around you and say, "Oh, we're almost there. Just think of the cake at the end." These are the experiences that I love the most in races, and I think at the end of the race, most of the people around you who are all hugging complete strangers at the end of the race, that is what they're in it for.
some of you know that I personally am a bit more conservative when it comes to races. I talked about this in some of my previous episodes because races put stress on your body. I'm not against them, but I'm picky, so I don't tend to race much. What's your opinion on that topic?
I completely agree, and I have been guilty of running very different races in the same season before and doing myself injuries. So last year or the year before, I can't remember, I was training for a sprint triathlon, which ends in a 5K run, but I was also at the same time training for a half marathon on tarmac and at the same time training for a very hilly trail race that was about 13, 14 kilometers. So, as you can imagine, training for completely different terrains, distances, speeds, everything, it ended up that I basically failed at my training in all of those races. And one of them I didn't even run in the end. So, I think you do have to be extremely picky with your races. I'm certainly not advocating that you sign up for every race and do one a week, because at the end of the day, you are going to be running a race harder and faster than any of your training, because that's just, you get caught up in the race, and that's obviously why you're there for. But I think for people who shy away from entering races at all because they don't think that they're good enough or that they're fast enough, or perhaps they've just started running, so who do they think they are to sign up to a race? Those people, I really want to encourage them to sign up for a race here and there, just small local races is fine. So they can really see that everyone belongs in these kinds of races and that they don't need to be a particular kind of runner or a particular speed. It's really an event and an experience, and that they are so good to aim for and to be part of your longer term training.
Now, we don't have a crystal ball and we don't know what the future will bring us. But you just qualified for the World Championships Super Sprint Triathlon. So probably this is your main focus when it comes to sports now, yes?
It is indeed. Yeah, I've qualified as an age grouper for the World Championship Super Sprint. And this is actually a strange focus for me because my kind of happy running distance is 8 to 20 kilometers. Just having a jolly in the trails. And this is very different. So the run distance for this triathlon will be 1.6 kilometers. So 1600 meters, that's it. It's the shortest, fastest triathlon you can do. And I'm not a sprinter. So, yes, that is what I'm working on at the moment, which I need to maybe do a bit more practice with.
And your goals as a runner, till the end of the year, or maybe spring next year?
So, I think you'll like this one because my goals for a runner, aside from the Super Sprint Triathlon, which is in September, my goals for a runner is just to have a great time running. I really want to focus on the joy of it. So being out in nature and just doing distances and paces that I like, stopping to take pictures of squirrels or whatever animals I come across, and really just focusing on running for pleasure.
So, would you say to someone, let's say who's new to running, not to look at a running watch, not to run by pace, but just go out, enjoy, and run by feel?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that you can get so caught up in the numbers, how fast different people are running. But at the end of the day, every run is going to be different for everybody because you're dealing with different terrain. You might be dealing with, just pedestrian crossings or gates. That's going to slow you down. So you can't really think about numbers. The joy of running is to just be in your body, be in your head, be in the world around you and just be present in that moment.
So, before we end our chat, what three advices would you give to all those out there who think about starting as a runner, or those who just started?
Three pieces of advice. So my first one is to be prepared that running is difficult. And people who have been running for 20 years will still lace up their shoes and go out the door and, be like, oh yeah, of course, running is difficult. It isn't, it's never going to be easy, but once you stop expecting it to become easier and just enjoy the fact that your body is moving and that you're in control of that, then you lift this sort of expectation that the more you run, the easier it should get, because you just tend to run faster or longer distances. So it never truly becomes easier. So my first piece of advice is be prepared that it's always going to feel, a bit difficult. My second piece of advice is what we've just talked about, really. Do enjoyable runs. So do runs in places that you like to look at. If you live in a city, go seek out the parks or the rivers or the canals. If you live in a more rural area, go seek the forests or the riverbanks or the secret trails that you might find. When you choose enjoyment over speed or that feeling like, oh, I must do exercise today, so I have to go out for a run, the enjoyment becomes the central experience of it rather than the effort and the sort of beating yourself up about it. So, yeah, my second piece of advice is focus on the enjoyment and pick running routes that you will enjoy. Walk when you want to up hills, for instance. Stop and say hello to cows or horses or whatever animals you see. Part of the point is to be out there. My third piece of advice is to see if there's a park run or a small local race near you, because it can be very easy, especially at the beginning, to see runners on social media and think they all, all real runners look in a certain way, or they wear certain things, or they run at a certain pace. But actually, when you go to a local park run or a small local race, you'll see the incredible diversity of runners out there. And you'll see them, you'll see the grandmas tottering along at the back having a chat, and you'll see the sort of more experienced people at the front, and you'll see everyone in the middle. And it is such a fantastic community, and you will very quickly see that you absolutely belong in the running community.
It was a pleasure to host you today. I wish you all the best for the Triathlon World Championships. Stay positive, run, and smile a lot.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. It's been great.
For all those of you who want to take a look at Kit's YouTube channel, I will put a link to it in the description of this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to our chat. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!